Thank you so much for watching today with Marilyn and Sarah. We love to get time with you. More important than anything, we love to have the Word of God poured into your hearts because we know that God's Word doesn't return void. And I was praying about our time together today, and God dropped a verse in my heart for you today, and it's Isaiah 11, verse 2, and it says, "The Spirit of the Lord will rest on you, the spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, strength, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord." And I know that both you and I, we need all of that stuff. We need wisdom. We need counsel. We need strength. We need knowledge. We need that fear of the Lord to help us understand the decisions that we need to make. So I just encourage you, hop on the phone, get on the website. We would love to pray this verse for you in your life. And you may have relatives, some kids or some parents, grandkids that you would like us to pray for as well, that God would move in their hearts with this verse. So hop on the phone. Don't be long. Because we're not here for counseling, but we do want to pray with you. So get on the phone, get on the website, and we'd love to see God do supernatural things in your life through these prayers. And Mom, we're so excited today. We have one of our favorite guests, all-time favorite guests.
You bet.
Tell us.
We have Joan Hunter.
Yay!
And Joan,
yes. You
know, you are my daughter.
Yes.
And your mother was my very best friend. And I've known you how long?
We figured probably around over 40 years.
Over 40 years. Mm-hmm. That's a miracle
it
that
is.
God would give us a long-term relationship.
We don't look that old to have 40 years relationship under the belt either. And I refuse to act like it either.
Right. And Joan, I'm very proud of you and how God uses you. You know, and I see you living and moving in the supernatural. Every place you go, you have miracles.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are on our program, we have so many miracles. And you have done something here that's very powerful in a book on prayers and promises for healing. And I find all around the world, you know, you go to a Buddhist country, Jesus heals Hindu, Jesus heals Muslim, Jesus heals, you know, atheist, Jesus heals. Jesus heals in America, and Jesus heals today. Tell us about this.
One thing in relationship to what you just said is that so oftentimes people say, well, you know, God doesn't heal unless you're a Christian. He doesn't hear your prayers. Well, yeah, he does, because we've all said a prayer as a sinner to get saved. So God hears our prayers as a sinner. And I remember going into the mall in Japan, and there was a Hindu lady there and that worked there. And I prayed for her, and she was healed. And she was healed in the name of Jesus. And this is what's bringing so many people into, out of their other religion, into Christianity, because we serve the only God that heals today, that has ever healed. And that's the big one here. And this one right here, Prayers and Promises for Healing. I love this book because it's categorized into the different needs and so forth that we have. And then you can actually look them up. It's like, I'm really having a problem with guilt right now. So you would go to the part that talks about guilt, and it walks you through I pray with you that in all of these different situations that you will walk out any forms of guilt. You will walk out any forms of grief. And, you know, and it's like, then you get a phone call. Oh, I'm really dealing with this and I'm really dealing with that. You know, I'm under such financial strain. Well, let me get my book out and we'll go over to the part on finances. Then we'll turn to it. And then I actually turned to it actually while I said that. And there's a whole section on finances and to pray, declare, decree over your finances. And this is a great book to have. It's small enough. It can fit in your purse and you can just have it because you never know when you're going to get a phone call that, and, you know, or your own need.
Sarah, I'd like to have this by my phone.
Sure.
You know, because I get a lot of calls and some of them are kind of duh. And sometimes you just don't feel real spiritual and you think, oh, they're calling me this very serious need. But this I can put beside the phone and look what's under it. And I've got scripture.
And you've got scripture to back it up. You've got the prayer. You've got, you know, basically in here, you've got prayers that work, because I'm not going to put any prayers in here that don't work. After 45 years of being in the ministry, you know, God has given me incredible insights in the area of healing. And this is healing, you know, in all areas of, you know, of mental illness, you know, and this is something that's really really, really attacked our society today. Doctors are labeling so many people with PTSD, which is, you know, after you've had some kind of trauma and stress. And they've named it, of course, post-traumatic stress disorder. The doctors say there's no hope. Let me give you some medication so you don't care that you're so messed up and you've had so much trauma. And then in addition to that, people think that it's only people in the military. Well, there's a small portion, military, firemen, policemen, but majority is domestic violence, either as you were a child or in a marriage situation, or, you know, anywhere in the area of growing up and all the different areas of trauma. It's not just the military. And most people think it's just military, but that's a small part of it.
It's life.
It's, yeah.
And you're watching right now. I'm going to tell you, you need to call in with your need. We're happy to pray with you. But I would get 5 or 6 of the books. Why? Because books are missionaries. They work while you sleep. And, you know, people want something that's an answer. And I'm talking about unsafe people. And I like to give these to waiters in restaurants. You never know how you can hook into them. So please call us. Don't put it off. Call us right now. Don't you agree?
I agree. And, you know, I just looked up mental illness, page 92 in here. And I like the way you frame this because you gave kind of an introduction, a brief introduction, a couple of paragraphs. And then you give a list of promises. And so for each one of these in this table of contents, this is the way you break it out. You kind of introduce it, you give promises, and then you give prayer at the end. And the promises, of course, we're going to be super high on this. All the promises are Bible verses.
Right.
And that's going to be like right in our wheelhouse, of course.
Right. It's
but
not
I love that.
Marilyn, Sarah, and Joan promising. Mm-mm. No, it's no. God promising. Mm-hmm. And that's what's really awesome.
Right. And so, like, for example, 2 Timothy 1:7, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind.
A sound mind.
Totally.
A sound mind.
Totally.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
And then you've got Philippians in here and John and Isaiah 26:3, steadfast in mind, all that. Love it. Love it. Love it. So that's for mental illness. That's just a sample. And then at the end here, there's a prayer. And we can pray this together with you based on what the promises say. So really, really powerful. I love that.
And one thing that's really neat is I really, really encourage you to read these prayers out loud, not just, you know, just reading, but read them out loud, declare them and decree them over yourself. And I, because faith comes by hearing,
that's right.
You know, and when you read it, you hear it in your spirit. But as you read it out loud, you'll hear it in your ears and your spirit. And I love what you said about giving these out because I take them in my purse. I usually take an extra one to a restaurant. We had revival breakout in a restaurant the other night. That was fun. So I was able to, you know, I prayed for the waitress. She got totally healed. And then I gave her one of these. And I take these. I usually carry 2 on the plane. And I usually don't have 2 when I get off the plane. But the flight attendant, because, you know, they're sitting in the back reading, they might as well read this. And it's such a pretty book that people go, oh, I like this. And, you know, it's engraved and embossed and, you know, and it's like Jesus heals. Wow. That's a revelation. Most people aren't aware that Jesus still heals today. Body, mind, soul, spirit, and finances. All of that is covered in this book.
Mm-hmm. And that is so wonderful. You know, and mental illness, my father had a total mental breakdown. I understand my grandfather did also, that he was very cruel, beat his horses. And so those are the kind of things the enemy will try to lie to you and tell you you're going to have them. That is junk and trash. And you need to know what to speak back to the devil. And don't just sit there and say, well, it's not there at all. Folks, this is very needy in your life. And the reason I say that is by experience of speaking the promises. Experience. You say, well, what happened to your father? He got free. And he got born again, got out of a mental hospital, got water baptized. Hey, that's what the word can do. So you're believing for something that looks to you like it's impossible. I'm telling you, once you get this, start speaking it, praying it, you'll see the impossible becomes possible. So if you haven't called in yet, be sure you call in. Of course, give us your prayer request. We love to hear from you. And Sarah,
I think this is valuable for all ages. What do you think?
Sure. And, you know, I was thinking about this. One of my friends in college, I had a couple friends that had some mental illnesses in college. One of them had an eating disorder. One of them just had basically a mental breakdown. This would be, and sometimes what happens when somebody has a mental illness, you know, they get kind of sedated, and sometimes they're checked in, right, to the psych ward or whatever. And this is a great thing. You can go and visit them. And even if they're sedated and they're, like, not coherent or whatever, you could still pray the verses, still pray.
The spirit man.
Yeah, absolutely. And praying, speaking this stuff, and praying over them, praying this prayer. Because sometimes, and I know when I visited them, I was like, man, that environment was spooky, freaky, kind of really
oppressive, awful. Very oppressive.
Yeah. And bringing God's light into that and God's word into that, that's the transformation. That's the turning point for all of it. So I just think we can't be discouraged by what we see or those environments. We go and we visit somebody that's in the hospital, whatever. We've got to be able to pray. And something like this is a great resource because you can carry it in and you can say, okay, I might be overwhelmed by what I feel, smell, hear, see, but this will ground me. And this will help me know, make some progress, forward motion, instead of just being overwhelmed by all that stuff. That's really powerful, really powerful.
Yeah, I'm real excited about that book because, you know, it's a little bit more than the average card nowadays. I had to buy a card the other day and I'm like, oh, you know, it's like, why buy a card when you can give them a book?
Right.
You know, you give them a book that they'll keep, they'll throw the card away.
Right, and the card they forget. And don't you forget to call us, but we're going to be right back. And I've asked John personally to minister to us about addictions. That just seems to be a big, big deal that is overwhelming families, you know, with children on drugs, husbands on drugs, wives on drugs. Can you be free? Is there hope for this? Is there a miracle with your name on it today? So we're going to be right back. Stay right there because you could miss your miracle. If you turn us off, this could be this next program, seriously, could be your miracle. So please stay right there.
God's word is alive, active, and our divine weapon against the enemy and the evil in this world. The Bible tells us that Jesus came to give us life. So why does sickness plague our world and afflict those God loves? For your gift of $29 or more, we want to send you Prayers and Promises for Healing by Joan Hunter. This powerful book is your guide for inspirational healing promises, intimate prayers, and powerful declarations, and will encourage those experiencing physical, emotional, and mental health challenges. We also want to send you Marilyn's Total Healing Book, Explore the Love of God, which prompts His desire to heal us, and the Power of God, through which healing occurs. Discover how healing ties into your overall relationship with God. We will also send you our Healing Scripture Card for quick and easy reference to God's Word on your healing. Get the strength and faith you need from the truth of God's Word and the conquering might of Jesus, our Healer. Call or click today for this valuable resource.
Hey, I want you to come with us on Marilyn Hickey Ministries' Footsteps of Paul tour this fall. We will be traveling to Italy, Greece, and Turkey, looking at many of the churches that Paul went to and where he wrote most of the epistles. We will be traveling by land, air, and sea on this once-in-a-lifetime tour. Our journey will take us to the lands of ancient treasures and early Christianity, from Thessaloniki in Greece to the catacombs of Rome, and even to the early church in Ephesus in Turkey. We're also visiting many of the ancient synagogues where Paul preached the gospel for the first time and founded some of the earliest church members. Watch the Bible come to life on this once-in-a-lifetime trip, and it's perfect for you and your family. We will experience the power of God like you've never seen before, and you will begin to walk in fresh, new identity in Christ.
So come join me. I cannot wait to see you.
Thank you so much for watching today with Marilyn and Sarah. We have our special guest, Joan Hunter, with us. And Joan, you have this amazing book, Prayers and Promises for Healing. Of course, we want everybody to grab at least three of these because they're phenomenal gifts. But the thing that I think is so powerful about this book is it's so relevant, right? It meets us exactly where we live. It's not theological, not esoteric, floating somewhere, but really right down where the rubber hits the road. And one of the prayers, one of the promised places that you speak of is addiction. And talk to us, why did you pick addiction as one of the topics?
Because it's such a need. you know, it's like I'm not going to avoid the hard subjects, you know, because I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to put them in there because it is so prevalent here even in the body of Christ. Yeah. Addiction usually starts with some form of emotional trauma, different situations, hurt, betrayal, trying to soothe the pain, whether alcohol, drugs, different things like that. And it's to mask the pain, to postpone the actual hurting. And so the hurt needs to be dealt with more than the addiction. And a lot of times in the area where people are addicted to smoking, you look at the person, when did it start? And they knew it was wrong, but did it anyway. They knew their parents didn't approve, but they did it anyway. They knew it wasn't good for their health, so they did it anyway. And all of that bottom line is rebellion, which that in turn opened the door for rebellion in every area of their life. Too oftentimes, people are trying to deal with the actual addiction rather than what brought the addiction on.
That's
like,
good.
Like rebellion, the grief, the trauma, betrayal. Right. You know, any form of abuse, sexual abuse, physical, verbal, and they're just trying to cover it up. I have a friend, she's in actually, her testimony is in one of my other books, and her name is Nancy Vincent Haler. And she came into one of my services and just instantly completely healed. Her husband brought her out of an institution. Oh. She had been in and out of institutions, and they just said, go get it. You're young enough. Go get you another wife. And so he got another wife that day, but turned out to be the exact same person, but totally completely set free. She had, by the time she was 12, she had 5 stepfathers, not to mention an abusive father, abusive mother, and 5 abusive stepfathers. Mm. And not just boyfriends, they were married. And so here she's trying to go to school, you know, and she says, honestly, I don't remember going to school, in particular high school, without being drunk and with or on drugs. Totally, completely high. Can you imagine trying to get through this? And just, you know, and her body just ached everywhere from where this one hit her, when this one hit her, her jaw was out of alignment, all this kind of stuff. I mean, 100% left her body, cellular memory of where she had been hit, totally, completely addicted to medication. Because, you know, because they give you medication. So basically so that you don't care. You know, that you don't care about life. And she's in ministry today.
Wow.
You know, and because not just the addicted to the pain medicine or the mood altering drugs, because see, when they give you medication that will change your mood, it changes your chemicals in your body to make your chemicals to be a normal. So prayer is all the trauma, the stress, the pain, the heartache to go, in the name of Jesus, all the chemicals to be restored to perfect harmony and balance. You know, people get healed of bipolar and schizophrenia. They've had enough counseling. They don't need any counseling. They just need to deal with the root. The root of addiction is the pain and the betrayal and so forth. You deal with that, and I encourage everybody that if you're having a problem with this area, call in. They will pray with you to get rid of the trauma, get rid of the betrayal, and any form of addiction, you know, because you can be addicted to pain medication. I have people that come in totally set free of fibromyalgia. They'll come back the next night and say, but I'm addicted to the pain medicine. So now I've incorporated that into the same prayer of any kind of medication that they're on, that the addiction to that be broken. And then just a quick prayer for you is that, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, any addiction that is that anybody is experiencing right now, whether addicted to television, addicted to cigarette smoking, alcohol, just any area of addiction and food. Father, I thank you for revealing to them what opened the door for that addiction and dealing with that, healing that, touching their heart, healing them of any form of trauma and betrayal and worthlessness and guilt. Father, touch their hearts and heal their hearts. In the name of Jesus, that addiction is broken right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh,
hallelujah.
You need to call us. If you are one of the ones who received, you got the prayer, you received. Call us, because that's powerful for you. And of course, why wouldn't you get the book? Don't you agree?
Totally agree. And, you know, I think this is super important. When we are delivered from an addiction, God wants to use that redemption power to work through us as well for other people.
True.
That we are not just, I got out and everything's fine, it's all about me, but rather that gets multiplied through us, because that's always God's heart, is to let our lives be a light, but also a power conduit for other people to receive. Like you said, that Nancy chick you were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Nancy that, Vincent Haler.
Yeah, I was like, whoa. But just
she's an
her
amazing
life.
Woman now.
Right,
wow.
And she's been redeemed and set free, and now God is working through her as well to help set other people free. And so, and that's why we say get a couple copies of this book, because not only do we want you to pray these prayers for your personal life, but we also want you to give this book away as gifts, birthday gifts, Christmas gifts, Mother's Day, Father's Day, pick something, you know, Memorial Day, Labor
Monday.
Day. Right, it's Thursday, Thankful Thursday. Okay, so, but grab this and grab several copies, because I believe with all my heart that God wants to move through this book and touch not only your life, but also through this book, the people around you as well. We need more light and less darkness. We need more love, less hate.
This is an awesome book to take and leave on your desk at work.
Oh.
Can I borrow that while I go have lunch? Sure.
Pass
go ahead.
It on.
You know, they say that the average book is read by 12 people. So many will be read by more than that. But take these and put them in a place, you know, and different places like on your desk. Can I borrow that? Sure is pretty. Sure. You know, and it's a great way of multiplying and even getting the word out on your job.
What motivated you to do this?
The need. Definitely the need. And people need a book that they can quickly go to that deal with the different areas of our lives and a quick reference, you know, and to have a prayer, not necessarily a whole book on addiction, though those are great. By no means, I don't want to take away from that. But sometimes we just need a prayer for our own selves, but especially when all of a sudden, you know, people are calling and they're wanting prayer. How, you know, it's like, okay, do this and let me get the book out and let's read it and let's declare it, decree it, and speak it over you, speak it over your children, speak it over your spouse, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And like some of the things are grief, health, hope, identity, safety, victory, thankfulness, praise, prayer, provision, purpose, loneliness, mental illness, comfort, confidence, courage. I mean, you've got a whole spectrum of stuff here and all alphabetically organized. So easy to find, reference guide, super easy, very powerful resource. Mom, and I love it.
And it's pretty on the inside too.
It is pretty.
It's a very gift. It's a nice gift book.
Yeah.
Recently, I met a waitress that I'm sure is on heavy drugs. You know, I can tell that she's just, you know, holding on by a nail, fingernail, and I want to give this to her. So I feel like you know people, and I also have a friend whose granddaughter is really hooked into drugs, big time. And, you know, she has a granddaughter living with her, and it's driving her bananas. So I think, wow, this is a good book.
This is the one on peace.
Yeah. I like to give gifts. But you can give flowers. They will. You can give candy. You make them fat. But you can give this. You can transform their lives. And if you haven't called in yet, you need to call in with names of people you want prayer for. You need to call in and get the books. And I'm telling you, why did you watch this program today? Why? Because God had a divine appointment with you, and He has appointed a miracle to you. Don't pass it up. I think sometimes, folks, we say, well, I watch a lot of Christian television. There are a lot of offers and this, blah, blah, blah. But why are you watching this program? Why did God want you to watch especially today? So that He could set you free. So that He could set loved ones free and acquaintances free. So He could make you a messenger of the miraculous. You know, I like this when people say, you're always so positive. What makes you so positive? The promises of God. This is for you today. Call in right now.
God's word is alive, active, and our divine weapon against the enemy and the evil in this world. The Bible tells us that Jesus came to give us life. So why does sickness plague our world and afflict those God loves? For your gift of $29 or more, we want to send you Prayers and Promises for Healing by Joan Hunter. This powerful book is your guide for inspirational healing promises, intimate prayers, and powerful declarations, and will encourage those experiencing physical, emotional, and mental health challenges. We also want to send you Marilyn's Total Healing Book. Explore the love of God, which prompts His desire to heal us, and the power of God through which healing occurs. Discover how healing ties into your overall relationship with God. We will also send you our healing scripture card for quick and easy reference to God's Word on your healing. Get the strength and faith you need from the truth of God's Word and the conquering might of Jesus, our healer. Call or click today for this valuable resource.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? God says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. I want you to call out to God today. God loves you. He is listening. He is a God of love and a God of life.
You were created on purpose for a purpose. But do you know what that purpose is? My grandmother Marilyn Hickey's newest book, Seven Spiritual Gifts, will help you find that purpose. Based out of Romans 12, this book will help you to not only recognize your individual motivational gifts, but best live a life that helps you to walk in the purpose that God has for you. Go ahead and go on our website to get your copy of this book today. It will change your life.
We're so glad to have Joan Hunter with us today. Prayers and promises for healing. Of course, you need to get at least 5 copies of this. But Joan, would you pray for our audience? Because much of our audience is watching and thinking, man, I'd love to have Joan pray for us, pray for me, because of some of these needs that are expressed in here. So would you pray for our audience?
Yes. I want to extend this prayer that I'm praying right now just for you through this book also. But Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I send the word of healing to every single person that is within the sound of my voice. Father, you know their needs. You know their heartaches that they've been through. You know the pain in their head. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I just command all those migraines to go and to be a part of their past, not a part of their future. Cancer is cursed in their body. Every prion is cursed in that body in Jesus' name. And any form of digestive problems, the cause of it primarily is stress. So Father, stress, I just speak that stress to be gone, peace to be in its place. Father, I speak health, wholeness, body, mind, soul, spirit, and finances. I speak health and wholeness into knees, knees transplants. Father, I just thank you that the knees are getting replaced just even within the sound of my voice. Because it's through you with your son, Jesus, that they are healed. And Father, I give you the glory for their healing today in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is awesome, isn't it? It's awesome to receive a miracle, awesome to receive healing. And we are bombarded with testimonies of healing and miracles. What's one of the purposes for Sarah and me on this program? Is to get healing into you, to get a miracle into you. So I believe you have received in Jesus' name.